Ready to launch your business? Get started with the commerce platform made for entrepreneurs. Shopify is specially designed to help you start, run, and grow your business with easy, customizable themes that let you build your brand, marketing tools that get your products out there, integrated shipping solutions that actually save you time. From startups to scale-ups, online, in person, and on the go, Shopify is made for entrepreneurs like you.
Sign up for your $1 a month trial at shopify.com/setup.
All righty, man. We need to talk, Shelton. It ain't about LeBron James either. Well, actually, it is. I say that to say it's about LeBron James and Anthony Edwards. We need to talk about this whole face of the league and LeBron James saying that the media is harsher on their generation and more negative than they ever been. I like to remind LeBron James that they've been hard on the top players in the league since I can remember and started watching basketball. I can remember in the 90s watching Jordan and them saying, he shot too much. He's never going to win a championship, and he went and done it. I can remember them saying Kobe airballed in clutch moments, and he was never going to be as good as he was. I can remember them saying Shaq only can dunk the ball. I can remember Allen Iverson being criticized for what he wore to the arena. But LeBron James took it upon himself this week to say, oh, you know what, man? They're way too harsh on basketball players nowadays, and they criticize us too much. This generation of basketball players, starting with LeBron James, they're way too soft in taking criticism as far as thinking they're the only ones to get talked bad about. They've been talking bad about basketball players since the 90s. But LeBron James took it upon himself this week to say, man, the media is too negative, man. Like, nigga, toughen up. And he said that in the sense of Anthony Edwards saying, oh, you know what? I don't want to be the face of the league. Anthony Edwards, that's fine that you don't want to be the face of the league, but I don't think that's something that you asked for. That's something that just happens. You got the number one shoe at Adidas. You are their premier athlete. You are supposedly going out. Well, you are going out there every night and you're doing your thing. So you can't say, it's not an elected into activity to say, I want to be the face of the league or I don't. That shit happens. So if he's going out there and balling like he's Anthony Edwards, then you can't avoid it. I know you don't want us to get into your personal life and all the things that you got going on. That's why you're trying to avoid being the face of the league. That's what's happening. But you can't avoid it, my nigga. That's what it is. So we need to talk about this generation of athletes and how they think the media is covering them and what they want from this game. Come on, guys.
Bruh. Shelton, how many conversations are we going to have about this generation's soft?
Bruh. Did you hear what LeBron said? He's like, oh, they're only criticizing us, bro. They ran Barkley out of Philly in the 90s because of criticism. I don't want to be a role model. They dogged Kobe. They dogged Iverson. Every generation was getting dogged. But LeBron feels like it's only them.
They said the same thing, too. They said Jordan said the same thing. Like, damn, I get criticized a lot. Or like, people were like,
Jordan just stopped talking to the media. He was like, fuck it. Y'all going to call me a gambler, excessive, whatever. I'm just not going to talk to y'all.
Okay, and you would say that
LeBron is bitching. LeBron is bitching. Nobody else bitched about it.
He has all the right to.
They all bitched about it.
He has no right to.
So don't have.
Who else bitched about it? Who else bitched about it?
Charles Barkley, Michael Jordan. They all did. The difference.
I remember them doubling down.
The difference that I will give for LeBron's era and this newer era is social media, and I think when they say media, they're including social media in there. So yes, the pundits that are on TV, that's has always been the same, right? When you are in the media's, when you are a superstar or an all-star level player, you're going to get criticized. The difference today is that you have the Dead End Sports, you have the Dreamer Pro Show, you have all of these people that have never been in a locker room before, but have a take on basketball. And here's the thing. These NBA players, they watch us too.
Is that our fault, people?
That's not our fault. But what I'm saying, though, Spike, is that the volume of critics is way more now that they have to deal with than what they had to back then. Back then, it was a news article and maybe five people on TV. Now we're talking thousands of people every day. And here's the thing. Back then, you could shut it off a little bit more. Now, you open up any social media app and your ad mentions is crazy. You getting that. Like it's just a direct to player communication now that Michael Jordan and them boys didn't have to deal with. Yeah, so that is the only, I don't disagree wholeheartedly with what you're saying. But the difference is that now they can see it and it's harder to turn off. That's all. But I don't disagree with you, Spike.
But,
I
but the way that they digest it is a lot differently from how Barkley digested it, or Jordan, or Kobe, or Shaq, or AI. Like, they're complaining about it because they're used to being coddled, because they're told they're the best thing since sliced bread, since they're in the seventh grade in the AAU circuit and all of these things. And they think that everybody should be talking positively about them. Yes, there's a lot more media outlets talking bad about you, but that's on you. That ain't on us to be able to filter ourselves. We just talking about the game, bro. It just so happens that there are more people talking about the game. But for LeBron James to complain about it and say that's the reason that Anthony Edwards wouldn't want to be the face of the NBA, I feel like that's soft.
You already
that's
know
soft on his part, and that's soft on Anthony Edwards' part.
You said it perfectly why Anthony Edwards don't want to be the face of the NBA, Lou. So why you acting like
we
don't have
that's another conversation. We know why he don't want to be the face of the league, but that's another conversation.
But that's what
we'll talk about that on, with all due disrespect, not with Danny Hill.
But that's what I'm saying, though. It's like, we, I don't think it's a generational thing. I think this generation, I guess y'all included millennials and down, soft? I wouldn't say they are. It's just different. You know what I'm saying? Like, they don't have to do the things that y'all did back in the day, because it's not required now. So why would I?
So they can,
you know what I'm saying? So that's go ahead, Ken.
Yeah, and shit. Children just shitted on LeBron James last week. Just as last week.
Just because.
He shit up.
That's it. LeBron James on watch in year 20. After scoring 50,000 points, he on watch.
Yeah, absolutely.
But no, right, that's a part of what we do. That shouldn't, like, okay.
Yeah, let's move on.